How's your bye week?
It was great. I had a great time. Really enjoyed some downtime. Went hunting with my little brother. Smoked an 8-pointer. I missed the 10-pointer. Yeah, I was using a compound bow. It's in a tub blind. It was a tough shot, but maybe next season. I'm really just embracing the Wisconsin lifestyle. So that was fun, though. I had a lot of fun. And then watched some college football, watched NFL, watched Sunday Night Football. And here's the segue for the Detroit Lions, boys and girls. Next question.
Clay, two back-to-back divisional opponents coming off of a long bye week. How much of an opportunity do you guys kind of have in front of you in this next stretch of the schedule?
It's huge. I mean, we've discussed that in the meeting room that we do. I mean, you're always worried about the game in front of you, but, you know, having two divisional games back-to-back is big. And, you know, we got to get this thing back on track, get some of these victories, and, you know, it should be an awesome opportunity. Guys look like they're as fresh as we've been in some time as far as the injuries. You know, took some time away from the game, and hopefully we can come back, bounce back, and get us a big win because we really need it.
We've talked often about turnovers coming in bunches. Do sacks come the same way?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at the guys on our team, I think, you know, Nick, myself, Mike D, you know, don't have too many sacks thus far this year. But, you know, when you turn on the game, you got to like the disruption which we have, the pressures. I know getting close doesn't cut it, but, you know, there's a lot more that goes into that stat as well. But to answer your question, yes. And, you know, hopefully we start this Monday. You know, they've given up a few sacks on their offensive line. I know they've got some new pieces this year and some guys moving around. So hopefully we can take care of that. Probably shoot a text to TJ, see if he'll just let me have one right off the bat. And we'll start from there.
How much of a difference will it be to have potentially have Morgan back?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, the guy's a safety playing, you know, an inside linebacker position in some packages, and it just shows his versatility and what he's capable of doing on our defense. So to have him back, and then even more so than that, you know, just kind of his veteran presence and leadership, just putting him out there, knowing that he knows where to fit, he knows what to do, and on top of that, we'll throw the mic back in his helmet and have him kind of you know, be in charge, getting everybody lined up, getting the call out there. You know, usually when he's in front, very rarely do we have those 10 guys on the field or personnel issues. So, huge having him back.
How would you feel, like last week, the Lions rack had like 482 yards offense, but the Pittsburgh defense has to feel good limiting them to 5 field goals. If that's you this week, how much do you care about yards? How much does it not matter when you get them off the field in the red zone?
I care about wins. It was a Belichick right there. No, I mean, you know, yeah. Well, first of all, it just goes to show that their high-powered offense, in which you know, they possess, and the playmakers, and you know, Stafford's really you know, picked up his game even in his ninth year. But you know, also speaks to you know, Pittsburgh's defense and as well as they played in the red zone. And Detroit has had some trouble, you know, in the red zone. Had two big stops. Fourth and ones or you know, whatever it was in which they you know, turned the ball over on down. So, you know, we know they're going to make their plays, you know, as with every offense, but, it, you know, especially in the red zone, if you can limit their, you know, their opportunities to score, especially limit them to field goals, I think it was like 5 times, something like that. I mean, that's huge, and you hope that your offense, you know, is able to put more than 15 points up on the board. So it's big, but, you know, I think more so than anything, it really just shows their offense and what they're capable of doing.
I know we can't play right now, but how much of a lift does it give this team to have Aaron back in the building?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see him, you know, back in the building and, you know, kind of out of a sling or I mean, I don't think anyone would guess that he's had surgery if you just saw him walking around. So, you know, hopefully puts him on pace to, you know, whenever it is that we'll get him back. But ultimately, you know, I'm sure it benefits the, you know, Brett, Joe, some of these quarterbacks who have a veteran quarterback teaching them what to do. And obviously to see him in here and see he's in good spirits and everything helps out. But, you know, the guys in this locker room are the ones who have to go out there on game day. And unfortunately, he won't be there for us. So it just requires everyone else to kind of pick their game up even more so. And like I said, hopefully come up with a victory.
Do you get a sense that Vince is kind of chomping at the bit and excited for his opportunity?
Yeah. You know, I really do. We'll see what that means, you know, as far as activating him. I'm not really sure how all that works. But, yeah, he said he feels good. And in practice, he's been getting a majority of the reps. You know, on the scout team, there seems to be zero, you know, limitations on him right now. So I don't know what that means moving forward. But yeah, he's you know, he's looking good. He's getting back into football shape after being off for so long. And you know, I know not only you know you guys are looking forward to what he's able to do, but us as well. You know, just having a kid who's hungry to come in here and prove himself and you know hopefully show something too in the meantime. So. Yeah, I mean, hopefully that's the case starting Monday.
Clay, is any of the messaging from the coaches different at all, given what's taking place in the first half of the season, where you guys are, or is it the same as you would expect it to be if things hadn't changed?
I feel like, you know, it's a balance of, you know, messages because, I mean, sometimes a coach needs to lit into it. You know, he really needs to lay into us. And other times, you know, it's just it's a reflection of what we need to accomplish. So I don't know if much has changed because we've gone through the same, you know, speeches from coach when Aaron was here and, you know, we weren't winning ball games or coming up short. So I don't know if much has changed. I mean, I think, you know, at this point, the whole kind of, I guess, disaster feeling that you'd want to say when you lose your starting quarterback that we had in Minnesota is behind us now. And now we're focused on everyone in this locker room and what we need to do to move forward. So I don't think much has changed as far as the message. You know, it's just about getting it done with the guys we have.
Clay, for a couple of years, always, it's good to get away and have a bye week, but in our sense, is this team that you can play more for? It sounds like you watched a lot of football games when you were.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I don't know. I was actually, I mean, I feel pretty good, but I was kind of hoping, I think the older you get, the more you want to stay on a rhythm and, you know, maybe save the bye week for the playoffs or something. So, you know, I think we're ready to get back at it, especially when, you know, when you lose a game before the bye week. It's never a, you know, a great feeling to take a week off on. But ultimately, yeah, I mean, we're ready to get back at this thing, try and write this thing and, you know, get a victory.
Clay, for a couple of years, I know Mike's been doing these across the long meetings
yeah.
with you guys. In what ways do you think that benefits you, you know, either as a defense or at your position?
Well, you know, if we're meeting with the offensive line coach as outside linebackers, you know, Campman comes in and says, you know, pulls up some true five-step drops, you know, some rushes, and what he sees, what we should look at as far as what we're looking at in pass rushers, what they're looking at. So I think it just gives you a little insight. I think you can take a few tips away from, you know, some of the pass rushers you're going against, whether they're like a heel-toe stomper, if they're oversetting, or how they shoot their hands. And then, you know, Campman will give you some tips as far as not how to beat a certain, you know, guy, but more so what to look into as far as when you're rushing against something or, you know, tackles are lined up a certain way, guards, whoever it may be. So I think it just gives you a little insight and a couple little nuggets to take away from it that you know, you can use towards your game.
So you often hear with winning organizations, winning teams about the experience that a team can lean on and those players can lean on. How do you define that experience and what it means to you guys?
Can you ask that question again?
With a lot of winning teams and organizations, you hear about leaning on that experience, a winning experience. How do you define what that experience is for you guys?
Well, I think it's what we've done the last 8 years. You know, I think, you know, three out of those years, I mean, specifically looking at the defense, we've really taken off. I think maybe in 09, 14, but last year we won 8 in a row, so we've really kind of taken off the second half of the season. Hopefully, it's no different this year. But ultimately, you have to look at the you know, the, I know we take it year by year, but you have to look at the bigger picture and what we've been able to accomplish. So, you know, good teams find a way to win in you know, tough games and in tough spots. So this is no different. So obviously, prior years are prior years, but it's experience to draw from and. Good, bad, and indifferent. You know, we've had a lot of success, and you know, hopefully that gives us a little mental edge. But at the end of the day, we still have to play, we still have to execute, and like I said, hopefully we do that.